talking this morning with Mr. Wade Cowan, the chairman of the American Soybean Association. Mr. Cowan, can you just kind of give us a brief overview about where we are right now as the American Soybean Association?
Well, we're working right now to try to help with policy, you know, on a big level. But right now, after the election here, the focus we've got is one trade, TPP. We're trying to get make sure that this TPP bill gets through. And I don't think it's as big a lift as a lot of people do. I may be overly optimistic, but I think that as you come in and you deal with the new administration and you're dealing with the old administration, of course, it really wants it. But, you know, Trump's a businessman, and he's going to understand that if we come to him and we give his team good reasons why that it's positive for agriculture, why it's, in our case, it's really positive for soybeans, but it's really positive for the great majority of agriculture, that, you know, he's going to be supportive of that, because we got to get the economy rolling even better and kind of get it out of this malaise, and that's a way to help. So TPP is one big deal. The other deal that we're really looking at is the farm bill and possibility of maybe having a 2017 bill, because a lot of people in my part of the country, in the Southwest, and, you know, in Texas and Oklahoma, cotton producers, they've really had a hard time with this farm bill. Not really a good safety net for them. And so do we do it with something outside the farm bill, or do we move forward and get a 17 farm bill? ASA, we've kind of taken the lead in trying to get people to work together, try to get them to all to the table. That we've been working with all the major commodity groups and trying to get so that maybe we can get on the same page and do something in 17.
So talking a little bit about TPP and kind of the trade policies, how do you see that is, you know, looking? You say you have a positive outlook on it, and it's going to greatly benefit not only soybean producers, but producers across the board. What needs to be a farmer or rancher's stance on that, and what can we be doing from that standpoint?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is as producers, all of us, we need to look at our commodity groups and look at what messaging they've put out on that, and, you know, what's positive about it and what's negative about it, and, you know, kind of go through that in your own mind. Develop your own message, but the deal is to get to your congressman and to tell them, you know, we do need trade. We need good trade. We need fair trade. That's all we've ever wanted. That's all that the administration, President-elect, has talked about. You know, he wants good, positive, equal trade. And so that's what we're trying to get forward. And as we move this process forward, we need to get with our congressman. We need to explain to them that, yes, this is good. It's good for soybeans, because within 10 years, it'll be a totally free trade market among these countries. You know, it's going to be good for a lot of other crops, because it reduces the barriers too. And that's what's good for, you know, what helps agriculture, all of us in agriculture, is good for all of us in rural America.
So you hit on a little bit about President-elect Trump's kind of election and what that really means for us. What's ASA's views on the 2016 elections and what they mean for us as an agriculture industry?
Well, you know, we've got to be positive no matter who won the election. We're in some new waters in that we've never had a farm bill that was done by a totally Republican-controlled Congress and administration. It's going to be, a little bit different, but maybe the air in the country and what I personally maybe feel is more than ASA even is that I think there's a possibility here that we finally have a government that says, you know, guys, we gotta work effectively. We got to work together, and we've got to accomplish things. And the farm bill is a great way to get this done, is if we could get Congress to come together, all spectrums of the Congress, and then work with the administration. It'd be a great deal for all of us, and it would be that infrastructure building that they talk about in rural America.
Talking a little bit about more policy, ASA is continuing to eliminate the Clean Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS rule. Kind of where are we standing on that, and what are the implications for agriculture?
Well, you know, the big deal is that we've got the promise from the new administration that a lot of these regulations are going to be pulled back. So maybe we get EPA to pull this back, and we don't have this. It's a very onerous rule. It's a tremendous land grab that the government would have control over all these lakes. And, you know, a lot of times in in the Southwest, we haven't looked at that, especially in Texas, Oklahoma, because, you know, not a lot of rivers, not a lot of lakes, you know, not a lot of transportation by water. But, you know, I've always said West Texas is the land of 10,000 lakes for the week after it rains 3 inches. And if you let the government control those acres, then we've really got a problem. So we're looking forward to, you know, with this election, probably some of these regulations being pulled back, and Waters of the U.S. would be a tremendous one, and it really helped take a lot of burden off of ag.
Some other things that ASA is involved in is, you know, the GMO labeling law and pollinator health issues and agriculture data issues. What are some things that really need to be on the top of producers' mind for this upcoming year?
Well, the one thing that's got to be on the top of our mind is what we do to help keep the farm economy going and growing, you know, and how we work with Congress. And, you know, when you're looking at that, the GMO labeling bill, we've had a great friend in Secretary Vilsack, and we continue, I think, with a new secretary coming in to have that kind of friend, because Secretary Vilsack, although he's been in an administration that was regulatory-based, he's always been a friend to agriculture. He's always kind of been the calming force that put the brakes on a lot of this stuff. And so what he's done with the GMO labeling law, and as we go forward, I think we'll get some good rules. And what we need to do is just make sure that the information put out is that it's honest and that it's science-based and that the consumer gets what they need, but that we don't do it in such a way that we try to advantage one group over another group.
Talking about, you know, producers being transparent, ASA's leadership has, you know, developed the Transparency Evaluator. Can you kind of explain to us what that means as far as educating farmers about data issues through that?
Well, we need to, as we go into the data packages and stuff, we need to have farmers get information from those people that are collecting the data and make sure that they know who can view that, how it's being used, make sure that their data remains their data, because there are ways in which that kind of data can be used nefariously by people that are bad actors, and we all know that there's bad actors no matter what you come across. And the one deal that really worries us is, you know, if you've got the data that shows the farms that you're working that are very productive, that always make you money, if you've got that data in the hands of a lot of people, it makes the opportunity for people to swoop in and cherry pick different farms, and it picks winners and losers based on what data was out there. And if that data was your data to start with that wasn't protected, then it really sets up a bad situation that could happen out there. I'm not saying that it's ever happened, but we don't want it to happen. And so we want people to know what they're doing, and we want them to make sure that they know that their data is their data, and we want to be able to keep it secure.
Mr. Cowan, we've talked a lot about different issues that American Soybean Association is strong on. What would you kind of say is the message to producers right now for this upcoming year?
Well, the deal is, you know, as we move forward, we need to come together as agriculture. And that's always been my big message, is that, you know, in 2014, we had a very messy farm bill, and we had people on coming from every side, and it was ugly. And I'll continue with my quote. It's always been, never again, never again in agriculture do we eat each other on the way to a farm bill. So we need to get together. We need to work together. When you hear another organization putting forward something that you can't stand as a cotton farmer, and you listen to ASA's position, that's why I encourage them, listen to every position. If you hear something, start a dialogue. Start a dialogue with your leadership. Start a dialogue with the other leadership. We're all in this together, and it's all about rural America. It's all about making, I hate to steal the phrase, but there's no other way to put it. It's all about making America great. We can always be greater. We can always be better, and that's what we need to do.
Perfect. Thank you so much.